Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg's in our WGN Radio studios. Hi, Mr. H.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing super totally groovy. Sir, I heard that the mortgage interest rates dropped 18 basis points last week.
Yeah, it's been a good little run here ever since the economic numbers came out where the economy looked like it's slowing down. That is a good thing for mortgage rates. And we're off probably 3/8 to a half a point on
really?
The 30-year fixed loan. Yeah.
So what are you at, 7.5 then? Seven and a quarter?
We're still solidly entrenched in the sevens, right? Everybody's like, oh, business must be great. I'm like, yeah, it's great. It's we need the rates to get back into the sixes in order for things to really start pick up with homeowners considering moving, cashing in a lot of the equity that they've picked up because of the appreciation and lack of inventory. So, you're moving for a couple different reasons. Somebody passed away, divorce, you're in financial challenges, you're retiring, or yeah. a job relocation.
On the Mincing Rascals podcast, we talked a little bit about the mansion tax, and some of the rascals said, you know, if you've got that kind of money, you ought to be able to pay a little bit more to transfer the title from one seller to a buyer.
Sure.
The idea is that it's going to go up for properties that are listed at over $1 million. And so who's going to feel bad for somebody that's got a $1 million piece of real estate? And one of the rascals said this. It was Marge Halperin, as I recall, a longtime player in the Chicago scene, publicist and marketer and strategist.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that say it's a three flat, say it's a business.
Sure.
If you can't afford the uptick after $1 million, it's not on the whole amount, it's after $1 million, then you know, maybe your price is wrong or maybe your business isn't good enough, that you ought to be able to afford that.
Oh, so glad Marge is in everybody's business model that Marge feels comfortable to talk about.
I don't mean to misrepresent Marge's statement, but it was along those lines, and that must be how the mayor feels about it.
Oh, sure.
Well.
Sure, the mayor would like to take every nickel you have to put into programs that have proven haven't been successful, so I'm glad Marge and the mayor are interested in spending homeowners.
I'll just push back a little bit because that is why the mayor got elected.
The
mayor got elected on that sort of thing.
Right.
And 90%+ of the people will actually see a discount on their title transfer because their properties will be selling for less than $1 million.
Okay. And then you've got business owners that have got businesses that have been in the family for years and that they've built generational wealth holding commercial real estate, that you might think selling a building for $5 million is a lot of money, which it is, but the transfer tax just went from 37.5 on the $5 million building to $121,000. So that business owner.
No, that's not right. It doesn't go from 37,000 to 120,000 on a $5 million building, does it?
Yeah, here's the math. The math is right there. Yes, it does.
I think I will check your math.
Yes.
I mean, it didn't go up fourfold.
On the portion from 1.5
right,
to
over the threshold,
it's 300% increase. It's a $30 for every $1,000.
So do the math on it. Just explain. So I'll take you for your word, David.
Yeah.
I didn't see the numbers, but do that again.
Yeah, you're
paying. If you got a $5 million property,
right now on a transfer tax. Okay, it's been in your family forever, right? It's been handed down, whatever. You sell a $5 million property.
Or you bought it at $4 million. I don't care. It's your property.
It doesn't matter. It's your property. You sold it for, you're going to pay the mayor right now in the city of Chicago, $37,500.
To transfer the title.
Transfer the title.
Which, by the way, just conceptually, I don't even like that. I mean, I know that we need to generate income, and this is one of the things we've decided cities do to generate income. But
it's been that way for years.
I know that, but what do you get for the transfer of the title? Maybe the security that everything is kosher, but I mean, that shouldn't cost 30. There's no $30,000 service
100%
that's provided.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, so keep going.
So a couple of years ago, what did they do? They added a $3 tax for every $1,000 of the sale on the sale, for, you know, on the seller. So if you're selling, you're going to get hit with $3 for every $1,000 of the sale price. Right?
So it's going to go from on this $5 million property.
It's going to go to 121 grand.
It's going to go to $121,000.
From $37,500 to $121,000, $83,000 more.
And I don't know that it even matters then who's paying that, because it gets very mushy to me. That is,
well, it's
okay,
the buyer. It's a buyer who pays it, and it's going to impact the value of your property.
So yeah, but the seller's paying it, in that the seller, knowing that the buyer knows that, is now going to ask
price.
For a discounted price.
100%.
So the seller's going to have to eat some of that.
100%. So here's the deal. What are they going to do with this money? Okay, it's allegedly. Let's look at where this money is going.
I am not as interested in this part of the conversation.
Well,
but
I am.
Go
okay,
ahead.
You're completely reconfiguring the way the transfer tax is being collected to take care of the homeless in the city of Chicago. That's what he ran for mayor. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, here's some facts. According to the Illinois Answer Project, August of this year, city has spent only 15% of the $52 million in federal money dedicated to homeless programs. Here's another fact. The city has budgeted more than $200 million this year for services for homeless, but has only spent 15% to help homeless people get into fair housing faster. So you've got programs right now, John. They want to completely resurrect the entire way the Chicago transfer tax is on real estate property, with no plan in place to tell Chicago business and homeowners how they're going to spend and invest the money on the homeless. Now, I understand we have a huge problem, a homeless problem here in the city of Chicago. According to this article, the city has seen homeless population nearly double between 2022 and 23, jumping from 3,800 to 6,100, the highest it's been since 2015. We have a problem here in the city of Chicago with homeless people. And it's horrible. Okay, I took the red line in to do my show on the Saturdays.
Oh, my God.
What? No.
David Hochberg.
No, I'm just making, no, it's the greatest thing in the world. Take the Swift to the red line, I take the red line in.
Got it.
Homeless men sleeping on the trains, homeless men urinating.
You didn't see that on your trip today.
I didn't. Well, I took the Metro today. I didn't take it in. But when I take across the way, a guy just absolutely drunk or loaded up on something, spinning around, not knowing where he's at on the yellow stripe where you don't step when the train comes.
Yeah.
This guy is just, we have a problem. They've got money right now that they're not using to take care of the problem. Why are we going to change the system to give the mayor and his cronies, who haven't proven that they could use the money they have, more money on a program that they haven't proved they could solve? And they've got money right here. Here's another thing. City's rapid rehousing program is more than 27.3 budgeted. Only 27% is being used. $8.2 million is dedicated to workforce development program. They've only spent $157,000, about 2% of the fund.
Do you want them to spend more money?
I want to show that. I want the mayor and Marge to show the people of the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
How you could spend the money that you currently have on successful programs to help the homeless, which is a major problem in the city of Chicago, before you start changing something and taking in more money, which you haven't proven that you can invest the money that you're currently getting.
Yeah, I don't know what they're supposed to do either.
Is that a reasonable argument?
It is to the degree that you've presented it, but I would...
It's a question.
No, but I mean, well, the mayor's not here. And the fact that I don't know how the money's being spent or what they're supposed to be doing. Like, okay, so then, and I don't think this is a fair question to ask you, but what do you think they should be? What do you think they should be spending the money on? Where should they put these people?
Here's the deal.
A lot of these people that are in the tents and on the viaducts don't want to leave. That's where they want to live. Some of those drunks that are on the platforms wouldn't take shelter if you gave it to them. They try. I don't know the solution.
I don't know the solution either, but I do know that when you have $52 million in federal funds and you've only invested $7 million.
Yeah, so I don't know that that's such a a ringing or stinging indictment. How long has he been mayor? And maybe in fact, something is going to happen. I know I sound like I've got nothing in my back pocket.
What's the plan?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is.
That's what I'm saying.
The fact that you don't know the plan, I don't think it categorically means that there isn't one or that this money won't be well spent. I'm as skeptical as I can be, David, right, but I'm not as outraged by this as you are.
Wouldn't you agree? Well, sure, because you're not selling a piece of property in the city of Chicago or buying a piece of property in the city of Chicago.
I have a piece of property in Chicago.
I know you do, but do you plan on buying something in the city of Chicago in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
No.
Okay, so then it's not important.
Well, I'll be a seller.
Well, a seller, right, but you know they're not impacting sellers. My point is this. Before you come and completely revolutionize the way things have been going for the past whatever, come to us with a plan, a detailed plan. Mm-hmm. It's like you're building a house. You know what? I want to raise $100 million to build a house. Well, why are you raising $100 million when you only the house is going to cost you $500,000 to build? Come to the city of Chicago residents and business owners and tell us what you're going to do with the money before you completely resurrect the entire taxing system.
I'm with you 100% on that, David.
Okay, there you go.
And I think that if nothing else, the failure of this administration so far, it might not be to house these people because even if he had a plan, there'd still be people on the streets. The failure is to tell us if there is a plan and what the plan is. This transparent co-governing mayor we have
has not been
transparent and doesn't seem to be co-governant.
Yeah.
Pete said we got to take a break, and we will. I was going to read. Did you read the Brian Rogel story in the Chicago Tribune?
No.
You'll like this.
Okay.
It says how when they've tried programs like this in other cities, they haven't gone
San Francisco's been a disaster, $1 billion a year in San Francisco.
This is Los Angeles.
It's a disaster.
It's, you know, David, everything isn't disaster. Everything isn't a disaster.
Have you been to L.A.?
Not lately.
I was there.
And based on that, you are now writing off Los Angeles as a disaster.
I'm not writing off Los Angeles.
You just said it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Well,
for the homeless people, they're sleeping on what's the high school? Gosh dang it.
Famous high school in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's right on the strip there, right down the street from the comedy club. Whatever. They're sleeping in the bushes. I saw it. I walked back from downtown L.A. because I couldn't get a cab.
Okay, so you keep pointing out how bad things are, and you're angry that there's not a plan or there doesn't seem to be anything fixing this problem.
Correct.
And now you're mad that they're raising even more money without telling you what a plan is.
Correct.
And I'm sorry that you're not satisfied with how easy you'd like it to be to fix this problem.
I'm saying don't raise money for something unless you have a plan to fix it.
By the way, what is your thought generally, David, about the splitting of the
Realtor Commission?
Mm.
Yeah. I think ever since I said this on your show a month ago when it came out, ever since Mr. Wheel created the wheel, Realtors...
Wasn't that funny, John?
sellers have paid the Realtors a commission. And the realtors typically, they pay the selling realtor commission, and the selling realtor splits it with the buying realtor. Yep. That's the way the system has worked forever.
Like
and
two and a half, two and a half.
Right. Two and a half, two and a half. If it's
6%. I did 3 and 3 once.
Yeah. Thank you, Marlene. If it's 6%, it's 3 and 3, whatever it is. It's typically done that way. And then there's this class action lawsuit in the real estate mecca of Kansas City. You know, because that's when you think about real estate is downtown Kansas City. And
see, there you go again.
Nothing against downtown Kansas City.
No, it's just another big city, but keep going.
Right. So I think it's a joke. I think the attorneys for NAR, National
It's a form they're going to have to sign now.
It's just another disclosure. Just
the buyer's agent will disclose to the buyer that the commission came from the seller side.
Shocking. Like we're splitting atoms here. Right. That the seller's going to be paying a commission that's going to be split by the
bank. Do you think that the buyers and sellers should get even commissions? I'm talking about the agents now, the realtors themselves?
That's up to the realtors that want to do the listing. Typically, it's 50-50.
I like when somebody texted in because the conversation we had recently with someone about this was tilting one way towards the seller side. And they said, you be a buyer's agent and show somebody 27 homes over 6 months.
I agree.
And you are not getting compensated for that.
Until the loan closes.
And every time it costs you a Starbucks coffee, too, for that person as you're driving them around in your car.
Right.
Or however it is people do it these days.
I think it's just another disclosure that's going to need to be signed. I think this $178 million, whatever the lawsuit is.
$1.8 billion, wasn't it?
It's ridiculous. And I think the National Association of Realtors attorneys were horrible. And the leader, head of NAR, resigned.
You're in Chicago, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
He, as he should have.
Dave, we're out of time. I'll play this conversation for Mayor Johnson.
Yeah, please do in 4 years when he comes on your show when he's not mayor anymore. But go ahead.
And I'll maybe ask him to give us a better sense of how this money will be spent. It's a call we can make. And you and I agree that much more transparency is necessary.
A plan.
And hopefully that will reveal a plan, how this money...
How about this? How about invest the money you already have that's not being invested and show that it could work and then request more money?
You're on Saturday morning at 10 a.m.?
I'm in for Bob.
No. When are you... Oh, when?
I'm in for Bob this Friday, Black Friday.
Excellent. So Friday, and then you were doing the Saturday show too?
Saturday show too.
Saturday, but that and that's from 10 to noon?
10 to 1. 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
Okay. Yeah. Good to see you, my
Unless friend. They cut an hour from my show that I don't know about. You're trying to tell me something?
No,
Dave. Breaking news.
Oh, by the way, nobody can tell you something. It's